One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
What's up, Candy Lickers? Pleased to meet you. Nice to know me. What you doing? Listening to another edition of Casco Cut. And I got my boy. It's the return of the Mac. Shuly is in the house.
Please, you don't have to make a big deal about it. It's not. All right. Hey, I'm here.
Did you play your own sound effect for your
I come with my own. Dude, what do you want? I'm a comedian. Thank you.
Last time you were on, we had a blast, but literally life had just changed for you. Well, every possible way. Yeah. Brand new to Bama, brand new off the Stern Show. I know what's been going on in your life. Let's fill everybody in, man. Everything is rocking and rolling for you, brother.
Yeah, man. You know, a lot of people have said what made you leave the show? What made you quit? And I've told them all it's Casio. Casio, I did his podcast and I don't know, he hypnotized me or something. I've made a huge mistake. Things have been going downhill ever since. And now my mentor, my guru, I just found out got his ears pierced at a Hot Topic in Florida.
Oh, come on. I mean, come on.
What, did that come with called a lava lamp?
I think don't be hating on the bling, man. I went Tony Schiavone style.
You did. Did you get a free blackout poster on your way out?
Get some whippets on the way in.
Do you have the balloons for the nitrous?
I mean, I got the cracker already. I just need the charge, the cartridges.
I had a buddy that was such a degenerate. He had one of those tanks with the little lever, almost like a whipped cream thing, right?
And that's advanced.
Yeah, and it was like, he didn't tell you this, but it had a hair trigger. So when you put it in your mouth and you just push down a little bit, you look like Dizzy Gillespie. Fucking ridiculous.
Wait, where were y'all? See, we Alabama kids, we went to Panama City Beach, the Redneck Riviera. That's senior week. That's family vacay. That's after college. We're going to Club La Vila, Spinnaker. That's where we got piercings and stupid tattoos and whippets. And for those that don't know whippets, it's basically, what is it? It's nitrous oxide.
Yeah. Nitrous oxide, which you find in like whipped cream canisters and stuff.
Bakery stores have it.
Right.
And then somebody figured out we could inhale this and get high.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they figured out the system of, if you ever had a CO2 for a BB gun, a pellet gun, it's the same looking cartridge. You put it in what they call a cracker, where you put it in, you screw it, and it would puncture the top of the cartridge. And then it had one of those, we had one of those puncher balls. And you would strap it to the end. And then when you unscrewed it after it was punctured, it would inflate the balloon. And then it was like you were sucking helium. You would suck the nitrous out.
Yep.
And then the, you know, helicopter noise would come and you'd be like.
Yeah.
Literally like a minute later, you're like, what's up, man?
Yeah, it's about a 30-second high that does so much damage to your brain. It's ridiculous. And this is what you get out of it. You get this sound, right? And then when you talk,
you sound like this. That's the only two things that you get from nitrous oxide.
And in 30 seconds, you're like, that was cool, man. Let's do it again. And, you know, by the time you're done, you're a sloth. You know, it's like,
we'd stop at Purple Haze on the strip in Panama City.
Put on My Name is Mud by Primus, dude. But
I remember the first time we did it, we were so scared to do it. And
yeah,
it was four of us in a Bronco 2 cruising the strip. And me, Sean, we were sitting in the back with the hatch up, the Bronco. We're like, nah, I'm too scared to do it. Joseph in the passenger seat didn't do it. So we gave it to the driver. And he was like, cruising the strip. He's like, I'll try it. Now he's got this punching ball like an airbag blown up. Hits it. He's like, and he's like cruising down the, he's foot off the gas, a brake and everything. And then we're like, how was it? He's like, it came to in like 30 seconds. You know, he's like, it was great. And we're like, give it here.
Dude, I remember seeing Pink Floyd 1994 at the Rose Bowl in California with my brother. And we're walking out of the concert. The show was amazing. We're walking out and literally everybody had to park on this golf course that's near the Rose Bowl, right? And we're walking to find our car on this golf course and we see this guy. He's got a sign above him and it says nitrous hits, $5. And
nitrous hits.
And so then you look and there's a huge line of people. And I'm like, well, what's going on here? And then you look and the punchy balloon you're talking about, This guy had one five times the size I've ever seen. It looked like one of those balloons you could step in and run around in sumo wrestling. And the only rule this guy had was you had to have somebody there, a friend, to catch you when you fell over from the amount of hit you got out of this balloon. And I remember telling my brother, I'm like, if it got you high, like, you could just hold up a sign and be like, baseball bat to the head, aluminum bat to the head, $4. And people are like, is it going to get me fucked up? All right. Yeah, let's do it.
Where did y'all go? Because, I mean, we only did. It wasn't like a place back home. So y'all had people local.
Oh, yeah. It was L.A. You can go to a shop and buy fucking the canisters, the gun, the balloons. You can get back in the day, the head shops. You could buy all that, but you had to call a bong a water pipe. That was a big no-no, you know. But
tobacco
yeah,
use only.
Right. Find me one asshole smoking tobacco out of a 4-foot bong. I'll beat him over the head.
This one's apple cherry.
So, yeah, I remember my first time going into a head shop. I'm like, can I see that bong right there? And the guy's like, I'm sorry. I go, that purple bong right there? He goes, we don't sell bongs here. And I'm like, am I on a hidden camera show? There's 9 million behind you.
Let me guess. That's a bedpost, not a dildo next to you. I know what the story is.
I walk out. My friend's like, did you say water pipe? I'm like, I didn't know we were playing a game. I didn't know this was a whole fucking, it's a whole charade.
It literally has a pot leaf on the glass.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got a big fucking blunt sticker on it. Like,
we couldn't have head shops in Alabama. That was not head shops.
You guys just got anal last year, I heard. So congrats on that.
We did.
I gotta wrap this up.
I got some things.
Hey, shout out Alabama. Anal's legal. Let's do it.
Yeah, I got some plans all of a sudden tonight.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Hey! I missed that law.
Your nightmare. Yeah, your nightmare has begun, honey.
So when we went into the stores in Florida, it was not a cool shop unless they had like a bead door that said 18 and over.
Right.
We're like, we don't even want to be in this store if it don't have that.
Yeah. There's Lila over
and then, here. Oh, look at that. The dog. We were just talking about the dog before we started recording. She's huge now.
She's got her own gaming chair.
I was about to say, that's the chair I usually sit in.
I know. She's keeping it warm for you, son.
She was a little puppy. Now she fills the whole thing up.
The whole thing, dude.
So you've started your podcast right after I talked to you, right when we were talking.
Yeah, I got the Shuley Show. Some have said it's
best podcast ever.
That's what some people have said about it.
Frankie sounds like Frankie McDonald.
It was Dylan. It was Dylan, and
Dylan.
Yeah, that was his statement. And I forget where it's the best podcast. Oh, Dylan
and
America.
In America. That's right. So that's so that's been going. We're coming up on 50 episodes.
What?
Yeah. The Patreon's doing great.
That means you're almost at your 1 year anniversary.
We are. Yeah. We got here. We actually moving out here. Our anniversary was September 11th. So another disaster.
Never forget.
Added to the list. Yeah. But yeah, we've been here a year now.
And I mean, the show 1 year. You're 52 yes. a week. You're once a week.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we do two shows. We have a bonus show that comes out. We have one live show tomorrow night is our live show. But I've switched it to days now. Last week we did our first daytime live show Tuesday afternoon. And this week I got something to do during the day. So it's going to be a nighttime show. But we're going to go back to that daytime format. So that way I can get more of my buddies to kind of jump in and do the show with me. You being one of them, you're a huge favorite on my show. The audience loves you.
Well, I love to blend in. I mean, every time I'm on, there's chaos. There's surprise guests.
Yeah, I have this. I have my own news team called the Shoes Team. Yeah, it's about five guys. Two of them have cerebral palsy. One's a virgin. He's in his 50s. Another guy has ALS.
Who's Chubby Carrot Top? Is he on your deal?
That's Trey. He's a former juggalo, and he's my entertainment reporter. And right. he's a great find as well.
Great, you know? Dude.
Yeah. So, and then we just have the interview shows. Plus I'm big in the world of Twitch. I like, showcasing all the weirdness and the wacky shit going on, in the world of Twitch. So every week I usually have a few clips to play from Twitch, whether it's highlighting a certain content creator, a streamer, or it's highlighting, you know, like people getting really shitty donations, like getting a donation, but then there's a horrible message attached to it. That's usually, you know, racist or sexist. And the person has to listen to it through a robot voice. It's called text to speech. So it's like making this horrible, offensive joke. And then at the end, the streamer has to go, thank you for the $3, which I love. And I've played stuff like parents yelling at their kids while they're streaming and like, it's there's so much gold in that world. And I love highlighting that. Plus whatever else is going on in the world, you know? And yeah.
They can listen to the pod wherever they're listening or watching this pod. But
absolutely.
If you want to support, how do they be a part of the live one?
Yeah. If you want to support and be a part of the live show, we have live comments. You can call in. It's at patreon.com/theshuley show. That's where it's at. And then we do Monday nights. I do a show with a bunch of comic friends of mine that we did 12 years ago on Sirius. It's called The Miserable Men Show. Yeah. We've all reunited. It's like I say, it's like The View, but Neanderthal cavemen who haven't gotten woke. Let's say we tackle what's going on in the world, each other. There's five of us, and three of us have had COVID while recording. And during those times, the others have cheered for the other one to be sick. Like it's a weird fucking show.
This is not your uplifting, happy go lucky show.
It'll make you feel better about yourself.
I mean, about yourself. Yeah, that was
sure.
Go.
We're going to feel awful going into it.
We as the listener viewer need to laugh at your demise.
Absolutely. And we all have issues every week. There's something else. One of us is a hardcore swinger. So every weekend.
Is he's that you?
Out. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah,
here's my bitch. Watch the show.
Here's my bitch right over here. She's resting. But yeah, he's there's all these different personalities. I do it with a legendary comic, the Reverend Bob Levy, who is unhinged and will never be woke, and as well as Mike Morris, Mark Burns. These guys are great. And I got a third podcast coming out that I'm very excited about. It's called Thanks for Coming Out, a podcast about bombing. Oh. And myself and James Mattern, who
Mad Dog.
Yes. Some of you may know if you watched the Bruce Pritchard roast. He was the host of it back at the OG Starcast.
Yeah.
And James and I started together doing comedy, and we bombed a lot together to the point where I would have a code phrase. I was hosting usually, and I'd bring him up. And if I was bombing and they were a shit crowd, as I'm shaking his hand on stage, I would just say, thanks for coming out. And he knew that meant he was about to die for the next 10, 15 minutes, whatever he was doing. So that's our show. We're going to interview your favorite comedians. We're going to be talking about bombing, telling their war stories. I mean, it's what we do when we hang out anyways, right?
I was about to say, when comics get together, they don't talk about the hot shows.
No.
They talk about the shit shows.
That's right. That's right.
So that's going to be a genius. I mean, all comics are used to going, I'm going to tell everybody about this shit show that happened to me. And then they go, oh, these think that's bad. Here's another great one. So this is going to be genius.
Yeah, there's so many factors to bombing too. Like, we have a whole questionnaire, you know, was family there when you bombed? You know, were the authorities ever called in? Were weapons ever brought out? Like, you know, and comedians, I mean, guys who work, you know, comics who work and travel the country, they got tons of these stories.
Guaranteed. So,
yeah. Like we say in the show, your favorite comedians weren't always great. And we asked comics to, like, bring out their old notebooks, maybe read a joke or two that they hate themselves for doing back in the day that they just know is awful, but we didn't know any better. That's how we learned, right?
Every comic has either, like you said, for sure, notebooks, but also clips of where you just cringe. You're like, I wish I could erase that. I report it every time I say stuff that I don't like. I just report it.
I always wonder, do you think porn stars are the same way? You think that... You think they sit around and put on an old tape and they go, look at this. They go, look, I didn't even cup the balls. I was such an amateur. This is, shut it off. I'm terrible.
We got this far into me not having to throw the explicit warning on this episode. I knew it was coming.
Sorry. We'll take that out in post. It wasn't
No,
that
we
fun.
Will not. That's the highlight. I'm just going to cut to you going, yeah, I didn't even cup the balls.
There's a sound drop for my sound effects machine.
Yeah, I'll send that to you. Stand by on the sound machine. Well, dude, man, you got a ton of shit going on, man.
Hey, man, you know, I wanted to hit the ground running. I wanted to be able to do the stuff that I've always wanted to do. I wanted to more or less, you know, take a chance on me, to quote an ABBA song. You know, I felt like I've learned all that I can where I was, and the rest I got to learn on site, you know, boots on the ground. And what's great is I get to work with friends that I haven't worked with in years. And then I have an idea and I don't have to run it by anybody. I can just implement it and do it. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't, all right, then I learned something from it. But taking the shot is everything, you know, to me right now. So
sounds to me like you're living the entertainer's life, brother.
I am, man. I am. I'm, you know, I'm very grateful for the people on Patreon. You know, I haven't been touring a ton. I don't know what's going on out there. You know, I don't know how quickly I'm ready to throw myself out into, you know, rooms filled with people right now. Yeah. I'm trying to keep it cool. And the people who have been so supportive, man, that I'm able to pay my bills through these guys. And I have one other thing on my Patreon for those Stern fans who miss my conversations with Suzanne Muldowney, a.k.a. Underdog. You know, since I left, when I left, I tried to kind of pass her along to somebody else there, but she refused. She did not want to talk to anybody. She no longer wanted to be on the show. So I came to the conclusion that I would just call her, because she calls me anyways, and I'm not going to ghost her.
Right.
So, you know, she's on the spectrum. She doesn't have a lot of people in her life. She's up there. She's in her 70s. She's a huge fan of parades. She dressed up as Underdog since she was a kid. Parade. She's a very religious woman. She's not very open. She doesn't have a lot of people in her life. But for some reason, we've hit it off, and we've had a relationship for over a decade. And so now what I do is every Sunday I talk with her, and the night before, the people on the Patreon get to submit questions for me to ask her.
Sweet.
So we're doing a show every Sunday called Ask Suzanne. We're up to 5 episodes now, and it's never a dull moment. She's fascinating. Like, listen, I know there's nobody in the middle. You either love this woman or you never want to hear it again. So that's on the Patreon as well.
Well, I think at first, I mean, I'd heard her, of course, interact with you on Stern, but my wife had not. And so when you first started slinking out clips of her coming back, as you know, my wife, she's like, what's Shuley doing? What is this? I don't understand what's happening. I don't know if I do. I laugh. I don't know the emotion that I'm supposed to feel because there's a lot of them here. And I was like, just let it blossom. Just have an open mind and let it blossom.
I like it because I have to approach interviewing her in a completely different way than interviewing anybody else. I have to watch what I say, how I say it, because any little thing can kind of set her off. Mm-hmm. And the thing I love, one of the things I love the most about her is when I'll throw out because they're kind of like, you got to do dad jokes with her, right? You can't do like jokes, you know? So like, I'll throw out a dad joke and the amount of silence on the phone after the punchline hits is like, and I just lean back, man. I sit in that fucking silence. And there's been episodes where it's gone like 8-9 seconds of none of us say, either of us saying a word. And then I just go, so our first question comes from, and that to me, like, you can't write that type of comedy. It's right. Not going to be as funny if you try to, you know, duplicate it or fake it. Like,
what's the best laugh you got out of her? Do you remember?
She does these like little giggles, which is why everybody's always said she's got the hots for me, right? Because she'll do this, like I'll say, she's a big cat lover. So I'll say, that last drawing you made of a cat was perfect. And she'll go, right? And she'll go, and I love that. It's always been a challenge. I've taken upon myself to make certain members of the Whack Pack laugh, right? And like the hardest,
that's like with a comic, you gotta go, I gotta figure out how to get the pop from this particular person.
Yeah, the hardest was Eric the actor. He was the hardest one because he was always miserable. He was always angry. He was a little person in a wheelchair. He's sadly no longer with us. Maybe some have said one of the greatest Whack Packers ever because. Sure. He never wanted anything to do with the Whack Pack and hated being a part of it, but yet could not stop calling in and secretly loved it. So when I would get him to laugh, that would be, it would just be one sound. You just hear, that's it. That's all you would hear. And I'm like, I got him. Because I remember we got in a fight once and we didn't talk for a while. And then we made up in a phone call. Of course I recorded it for the show at the time. And at the very end, he's like, I got to go. My mom's here. And I go, all right, buddy. Well, it's good to hear from you. And I go, hey, man, I miss you. And he's just like, uh-huh. And I go, I miss you. He just goes, I miss you, too. And hung up.
It's the best moment you've ever had.
It was amazing. Yesterday was 7-year anniversary of his passing. So rest in peace, little man. Yeah, dude. Crazy, right?
I remember that was big news. I can't believe that's been 7 years.
Yeah. I'll tell you what a loser I am. I still have 2 voicemails on my phone. One from him yelling about somebody put an ad in Craigslist saying he was selling a Sibian and people started showing up to his house. And he's like, they've gone too fucking far. And then the other voicemail I have is from his handler, Jan, who basically called to tell me that he had passed away. Those are the 2 voicemails I still have saved from him.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Shit. Dude, yeah. You are, I don't want you to run out of time. We're all doing a bunch of shit after this, but you are one. You have the record for 2021 still for most listens for Cassio's Cut. How about that?
Fuck yeah, dude. Let's get another record. You ready for this exclusive? This is exclusive. You ready?
What do you got?
Hold on. Let me get my shit. I banged Howard Stern. Put that on the thumbnail and then.
John, you might break your own record. We do that and I didn't even cut the balls back. we'll bang Howard Stern and then it cuts you going, I didn't even cut the balls.
Yeah, listen, we can throw in a dice drop too.
I'd eat your pussy till it squeaks.
All right, Dice, take it easy.
It was tasted perfect.
You are my most requested guest on the Shuley Show. They keep asking, when's Casio coming back?
I'm coming back. Whatever.
I don't know. I think he's attaching his nose ring to his earrings right now, but he'll be back soon.
Once this Prince Albert heals up, I'm good. I can leave the house.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You've already been on the show. Like we said, with the record, you have already survived the countdown. So I had to, this is a new thing. It's a new countdown. You're the first one to answer. Okay.
I love it. Let's go.
So these could be train wrecks, but we're going to test them out on Shuley. Number 10, closest you've ever been at being good at a sport.
Video games don't count, right? Because no. I'm not good at any of those.
I mean,
either,
it is a sport nowadays, but
I guess, but I've never come close to being good enough in any game.
Anybody watches your Twitch, they knew that.
You know, I took very seriously when I was living in Vegas, and this is probably not going to sound as manly as I feel like I was when I played it, but roller hockey was a
roller hockey.
Yeah.
Hockey in the street?
Well, no, this was in an indoor rink. This was in a skating rink.
Rollerblades?
Yeah, between fast skates and backwards couple skates, they would let us play games. No, I'm kidding. It was a whole league, and we actually, my favorite team, we were called the Green Leafs, and it was all potheads. And before every game, we would hang out in the parking lot and get stoned, all in our gear. We're dressed. It's 10 minutes before the game. We're smoking joints, pipes. And then we come in, and let me tell you, it was two 22-minute halves. And let me tell you something. The first half of every game, we were unstoppable.
How's the depth? I mean, how many dudes? I mean, are y'all rotating in and out?
Oh, yeah. I think it was four guys on the floor at a time. So we had like 16 guys, 15 guys. We're all
high. Y'all just rotate one.
Yeah. But here was the downfall. We couldn't go outside and smoke at halftime. So the second half is when the wheels would fall off. Every game, we tied one game that season and lost every other game, but had the greatest time of my life. So roller hockey is probably the
what most was their name? The Green Leafs?
The Green Leafs, yeah. Like
what
we
was
had
your
Toronto
tie against that year, the Whippets.
We hey, drop the puck.
They
right?
came out slow, but really finished.
Oh, this puck's making a crazy sound.
Was that the game short or a helicopter? All right. The weird part is you were 13 when all this went down.
I was much older. It's very
the Green Leafs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not see that coming. All right, number 9, most gruesome injury you've ever had.
Broke my shoulder playing football after school with some friends. And and had to drive home with one arm.
What'd you do, try to tackle or you got tackled?
No, I got tackled. It was like two dudes on one side and I fell right on this shoulder and they were big guys and just crushed my humerus bone in my shoulder. And then I had to come home to my Israeli dad and go, I need to go to the hospital. I think I broke my shoulder. And he goes, this is an exact quote. He says, I've never heard of that before. And I'm like, well, what do you think? I'm lying to you? I can't move.
I'm not here
fucking
to argue science. I'm like,
I'm sorry you've never met anybody that broke a bone, but here's the reality. I can't lift my arm this far. My hand shakes. There's a bone missing here. Like, can you take me to the hospital or you want me to drive stick with one hand to there too?
What do they do for, is that one of those where they just go lock it down?
Yeah, that's all they did.
Not a cast or anything.
Nope. I go, well, what happened to the bone? And the guy's like, basically, you'll shit it out. And I'm like, well, I didn't sign up for all that, you know. But
you chipped it.
Oh, no. It got pulverized, dude. It got annihilated, a part of it. And they were going to do surgery. And then the guy's like, I think it's going to, he's rolling the dice with my shoulder. He goes, I think it's going to heal on its own. And they tape me up with the fucking thing. And sure enough, it healed on its own. Unless I got a wave of a cab down, then I collapsed.
You haven't seen yourself from behind. We can tell there's shit wrong with you.
Dude, let me tell you, I just saw a clip this week. There was an esports kid who won some tournament, and he jumps up and starts celebrating and throwing his fucking arms in the air and dislocates his shoulder and immediately falls on the ground and is writhing in pain. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen, because, you know, that's a gamer. You're too out of shape to celebrate winning a gaming tournament.
No sudden movements as a gamer. Yeah, he's like,
let's go. Let's go to the hospital. Let's go.
Let's go now. All right. Number eight. This could be good, because you do have kids of your own.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be your kids, but. Funniest thing you've ever seen a kid do. It could be a gamer dislocating his shoulder, but
you've got plenty
of incidents with your own.
Well, I was a camp counselor for many a summer. And this one summer we went on our camp hike. The whole camp goes, all ages. And I'm walking around the campsite and I hear this faint screaming from the porta potties. And so I walk closer to the porta potty and I hear a kid's voice and they're going, anybody help? And I open the porta potty and all I see on the toilet seat is two arms like this.
Oh, God.
He's inside. He's about to fall into the porta potty and he's holding on with his arms to the toilet seat. And I grab him, I pick him up out of there and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing in there? And he goes, I dropped my glow stick in there and went to go get. First of all, why are you throwing a glow stick in a porta potty? You couldn't pick a worse thing to throw a glow stick. You don't ever want to see what's down there, dude. No. Ever.
No.
And then be like, whoops, I'll go get it.
Wait.
You can't see what's down there now?
I could spend $1 and get a new glow stick or I could jump in the shit.
How good is this rave? What is going on here?
I can't be late, man. I'm already late because I had to take a dump.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Spin one glow stick and look like an asshole?
Okay. I did not see that coming. I did not see that story coming. All right. Number seven. What's your worst bug related story?
Bug related.
You ever get attacked? You ever get invaded? I mean, in the South, did y'all ever get army worms?
I stepped on a locust the other night going out to smoke a joint, and I'm like, what the fuck is on the ground? And I look down, I'm just like, wait, once every 17 years and you're under my fucking foot. Thanks a lot, asshole.
He waited 17 years, landed on your porch and got crushed.
Dick, what a the Larry David of fucking bugs right there.
I'm going to go check out that tree for the first time ever.
Hey, this deck's new. Crunch.
Your dog's licking him.
So it's not it's more insect than bug related, but I remember when I was younger, I was out swimming in the pool, and I left my soda over by the pool, and I went and grabbed it and took a big swig, and I just felt something weird. And I spit it and I look and it's just millions of ants in this can, and I just chugged like I don't know how many ants. And it was just horrific. Horrific.
Your head, you're about to die because you smell the ant.
Oh, and imagine the ones that got away. They go, this guy's a fucking monster. He ate ate Larry. I saw it. I saw it with my fucking.
He drank the entire Mitchell family.
They're gone. They're gone.
All right. Next, what's the funniest name you've ever had for a pet or heard for a pet?
The funniest pet?
No, funniest name you've had for one of your pets.
Oh, I didn't have this pet and I didn't name it, but I had an Israeli friend who had an all black Labrador that he named Kushi. And Kushi is not the nicest word for in Hebrew for people of other color, let's say.
Okay.
And so it was the weirdest thing.
Very derogatory term.
Very. And to hear his little kids calling the dog by that name, I was just like, what the fuck is going on here? This is not
because they have no idea what it is.
They don't. He does. Right. And he's
and
like,
you do.
And he's like, like giggling about it. And I'm like, dude, this is not good. You're going to have to explain this at some point. You know, I don't know.
He gets
to who.
Out of the house and you go, just let him go. Don't call him at all.
Well, you better hope a black dude doesn't move next door that speaks Hebrew because you're fucked if that's the case.
All right. What's the worst roommate slash or house guest you've ever had?
Real quick, a pet that I had a garter snake that eats goldfish, right?
A garter snake.
Yeah. When I was younger, like my parents, I wanted a snake. They wouldn't let me get it. So I found like the least harmful, like least dangerous snake, the garter snake. And I would put this fish for him to eat in this glass dish. And I guess it looked like 10 times the size in the glass to the snake, because it got scared and it wouldn't eat. So I would literally have to pick it up and dunk his head in the water for him to realize he could eat the fish. So I named him Dipshit. That was the snake's name. That was my pet. That's the level of comedy where I was
at. Please tell me whatever happened to Dipshit.
We had people come and clean the carpets at our house, and they moved everything out into the backyard and left the snake tank out in the sun. And he basically got cooked in the sun.
I thought you were gonna say got out. No, it was a bad day.
Yeah, he got out of time before that, but I found him. But and my mom's like, should I find the snake or I will kill it? And I'm like, it eats fish, mom. It's not gonna bite you. It doesn't even bite. Like, I don't, but you know, so yeah, it died a horrible death, but our carpets looked phenomenal. I will say that.
All right, what's worst roommate or house guest you've ever had? If you don't have a bad roommate,
a house guest. This is a good friend of mine. Rest in peace, Joey Boots. If you're a listener of the Stern Show, you know Joey throughout the years. Real good friend of mine. One of my best friends. I had him and High-Pitched Eric over our apartment in New York for Thanksgiving 1 year. And this is a 2-bedroom apartment. And by 2-bedroom, I mean there's a room upstairs and then the rest of the apartment's downstairs. And all you got upstairs is the kitchen and the dining room. So Joey excuses himself to use the bathroom that's directly across from the dining room and the kitchen. And when he came out, the door was open for maybe half a second, 1 second. It was as if somebody threw tear gas into the fucking room. All of us were like, you guys want to go in the yard for a few minutes and relax? And our eyes are watering. And I'm just like, Joey, I'm like, you cannot shit in this place, dude. I can get away with it. Everybody in my house can. We can't accommodate this. It was brutal. Really ruined Thanksgiving.
All right. Number 4. If you could breed 2 animals together for any reason, what 2 animals would they be? Could be just for the fun of it. Could be to create a monster. Oyster monkey.
I like the kind of, opposite ends of the spectrum, like a turtle cheetah combination.
Slow and fast combo.
Yeah, he's confused. His back legs are just dragging as he's hauling ass with the front. Or,
I was gonna say, is he like a turtle that has speed?
Or maybe it's a cheetah with a shell, right?
He's untouchable. He's invincible now.
That's what I'm saying. Guess who flies up the predator charts with that shell?
I mean, they're already hot, but if they got a protective shell.
Yeah. What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with that, lion? You ain't biting
through
that.
They're not scared of the rhino anymore. They're not scared of the hippo. They got a shell.
Alligator-giraffe combo would be a mind fuck and a half, wouldn't it?
Play the long snout and the long neck? That's pretty solid. That's the animal that every kid drew in 5th grade.
Yeah, it's also in the movie Peter Pan. It's the same fucking thing. It's basically that giant crocodile. But that one,
and it's the only animal you can make in a shadow puppet.
He's just fucking graceful with those long 4 legs. And then you look up and it's that long ass neck and 2 little ass hands. And then the fucking, and he's still got those 2 little ass hands. It's like
a, Where are they? Down at the bottom of the neck?
Yeah, they should be down toward. Yeah, put him. He's not going to be able to use them for anything, so put him anywhere. Who gives a shit?
Like him up at the top of the neck.
Yeah, you just see two giraffe alligators playing patty cake one day out in the wild.
That's all you can use them for. Somebody draw us a giraffe alligator.
I'm just thinking shit that you'd look at and be like, what the fuck, dude? What is that?
Well, you invincible with cheetah with a turtle shell, and now just straight up what the fuck. With
giraffe. That's just like an acid trip. Yeah, that second one's just, these are too strong.
All right, number three, tell me the best pizza ever created right now.
I mean,
thick crust. What do you got?
Deep dish.
Chicago style or just deep dish?
Deep dish. Melt just a ton of mozzarella. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And then here's the key. Chunk slices of tomatoes. Not this little shit. Put these big little chunky.
As the sauce or added?
Added okay. As a topping. Then we throw in our meats, right? We got our sausage. We got our ham. Shout out to the Jews who eat ham. We got our pepperoni. And shit, man, you want to throw in some fucking ground beef in that motherfucker? We can do that too, man. I ain't afraid. But that bacon, yeah. So nice we said it twice. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, I missed it the first time. I was thinking about this pizza and I was like,
I know. I'm getting
really
going to
go with some bacon.
Yeah. No, you're right. That's it. And a ton of napkins. That's the dream pizza.
I like it. All right. Number two, craziest thing you've watched on television lately.
Craziest thing I watched on television lately.
Movie, documentary that blew your mind.
We
got some good ones.
I watched that documentary on that kid whose dad bought him a hockey team when he was 17.
Amazing.
On Netflix. Yeah, that was great.
Untold. It's called Untold. I forgot which one it is, but there's a whole series. But yeah, the one kid, mafia ties, buys him a minor league hockey team.
I mean, I watch a lot of stuff online. That's the other thing. Like, I was just watching the streamer who has Tourette's. And she's really cute. She's got a great voice, British accent. But her tics, like she has these tics that are like, you know, she'll just talk about fisting and fucking herself. Oh. And it's wonderful. I mean, it's like you don't even have to be into gaming to enjoy that stream.
Doesn't sound like it. No. I was going to be honest. I forgot she was a gamer.
A lot of people do. It's wild. Yeah.
I'm fisting myself. This is Among Us.
When she said she's answering a question, she goes, they go, have you played any? Do you play? Hold on. Now I got to find the clip. I got to play it for
we
you.
We need her name. We got to give her a shout.
Her name is Sweet Anita. That is her name on Twitch. Give her a follow. Let her know that.
Tell
you
her
heard.
Shirley sent you.
Yes. Where is the? Here we go.
Is she on like a? I wonder if she's on. She's got to be on regular social media.
Oh, yeah. She's on Twitter. I followed her the other day. She followed me back, and I sent her a DM to see if she would want to come on my show.
Twitch ambassador, Sweet Anita. There you go.
Yeah, she's great. Here, listen to this clip.
Are you planning on playing any other games on this channel? I do play other games sometimes. I'm currently working on it with a potato PC, so it's given up on me a few times when I've tried to play other games, but I do play The Forest. I play Bioshock. I play with my dick on a Tuesday. Fuck you. And Jesus, fuck you. Bitch lasagna. Bitch lasagna. Bitch lasagna.
I mean, how great is that, dude? How great is that?
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's the name of your perfect pizza. Bitch lasagna.
Bitch lasagna. Name it. Ship it. Done. Yeah, so
the sound effects are really nice.
Yeah, that's she has one tick that she does the pot, and then this is the other tick she does is this whistle. She does that. That's her other tick. Like the iPhone thing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah. So she's, you know, constantly,
I just found her. I followed her. I'm in.
She's a sweetheart of a human being.
Sweet Anita on Twitter and everything else as well. well.
Yeah, she's got a great community on there. She's very positive, which I like, and she gives back. Listen.
Can you say happy birthday to my mom, Enza? Happy birthday, Enza.
Nice.
Hope you're having a cunt. Cunt. It's my cunt. Hope you're having an awesome birthday. Sorry I ruined that. Hopefully your mom understands what Tourette's is. Or maybe just don't show her that.
I like don't show her that. That's
yeah, you might want to skip that greeting. But
got Adobe, you can edit that out.
Yeah. So I watch a lot of shit. I watch a guy who just rages every time he plays video games. This guy, Pichuli, he's been on my show. I have tons of drops of him on my show. He's like a legend on here. He's amazing. And you know, just other stuff on YouTube, weird shit.
I like the Untold reference. That was a good one. That's a good referral.
American Horror Story this season's pretty good too.
I haven't started yet. Is it?
It's good. It's a good premise. It's basically this pill that if you're talented, it magnifies and projects your talent 100-fold. Meaning, okay, if you're good at screenwriting, you take this pill and all of a sudden you bang out a fucking movie in a day.
Steroids for talent.
Exactly. But here's the downside. Here's the side effect. One of the things you have to start doing physically, you end up doing, whether you like it or not, is drinking blood from people. So it kind of turns you vampire-ish.
A talent vampire.
But if you don't have talent and you take this pill, then it turns you into like a zombie where you're just walking around looking to feed. So
talentless.
So you find out the hard way taking this pill, whether you have the talent you think you do or you don't, which I love that idea. I love that premise.
I can't wait to start it. Did you watch Horror Stories? The one where they did one-offs every episode?
No, was that the camp one, the 1984 one?
They just did it.
Yeah, I haven't watched that.
Every episode was a different story.
And look, I think they're early shit, like the
genius level.
Asylum one, that second season, the
Roanoke Circus.
The Roanoke was great. The Traveling Circus was great.
New Orleans.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got genius level stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good shit we were watching too. And then Lasso is phenomenal. Going back, watching Scrubs.
Scrubs is a great rewatch.
No fail, that show. It's great. You watch it now and you're like, there's no fucking way they can get away with this bit today.
No, that's not a 2021 show.
But it's great. It was on network. It was like, you know, it was on a network. It wasn't on cable.
That's great. It wasn't even streaming. People don't realize that was super edgy.
Yeah, yeah. So,
All right, number one, love it. If you're a woman for one day, what would be the first thing you do?
Fuck other hot women. Find the hottest chick and fucking eat her dry. I ain't doing nothing with them. I love these guys. You're like, I just want to see what it feels like. It's like, all right, dude, there's something else there. You know. Something tells me you're going to figure that out without changing to a woman overnight. But me, I want no, I know I play for the team. I have the playbook. What all of a sudden, because I got a vagina, I'm interested in that? No way, dude. No way. Chicks are still a mystery. I want it. Let's go. Just go.
Buy for equal pay? Nope. Fucking hot girl.
Just go to every locker room I could find on Earth and just be like, just recreate my adolescence watching Porky's.
Here's the deal. When I saw that question, I'm like, there's no way a man can answer this and not sound creepy.
Yeah, well, I guess.
You know what I mean? I mean, nobody's like, I'm going straight to Capitol Hill to lobby.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm going to go to the bathroom and look at it.
Yeah, I'm going to plan my own wedding finally. No, I don't think so.
I'm getting my hair did for once and for all.
Yeah, I'm sitting there going, how do all these holes work? You know, I'm just trying to figure shit out.
I'm getting a manicure without being judged for once.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Thank you for taking the time out.
My pleasure.
A lot going on. Tell everybody where they can find you again. Social media is Shuli.
Yeah, Shalom Shuli on Instagram, on Twitter. ShalomShuli.com is my website. And then Patreon, The Shuli Show. The Miserable Men Show is also on Patreon. And coming soon to all platforms. Thanks for coming out, a podcast about bombing, and The Shuli Show is available on all platforms. If you don't want to do the Patreon, cheap you, and you want to listen to it for free, go right ahead. It's available Spotify, Apple,
wherever you're listening to
everything.
This.
Yeah.
They can find it there and the Twitch. What's the Twitch?
Oh yeah. And Twitch, Shalom Shuli TV. I'll be on later tonight with some of my comic friends. We try to stream every night, but you know, with the wife and kids, doesn't always work out. So follow and you'll get notified every time we go on live, and you'll get to hear great jobs like these during the game.
Boy, I'd love to fucking the cunt mountain asshole.
And let me tell you something. When you throw that out in the lobby at the end of a game, when people are all talking shit, it shuts them up immediately. They don't know what to do after that. So
I don't know if that was Dice or Sweet Anita.
Yeah, wait, let's hear it again.
Boy. I'd love to fucking the cunt mountain asshole.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was a combination.
Really great stuff, dude.
Love you, brother. Give my love to the missus. And
same.
I'll see you soon.
What's the latest food creation your wife's come up with?
Oh, dude.
She's a genius. Love. People should know your wife is next level food creator.
We had some pulled pork quesadillas the other night.
Come on, that's changing the angle of my dangle, brother. Come on,
dude. I just walk up there and it's like let's make a deal, right? Just a door opens and there's just this shiny shit sitting there, and I'm just like, oh, I'm like, yeah, you know, just you want what's behind door number one. And I love it, man. She is a wizard.
I don't even know what's door two, but I'm taking one.
Door two is me shitting the rest of the night, but that's because I overdo it. It has nothing to do with her cooking. That's just because I don't know when to say stop, you fat fuck.
All right, dude. Great stuff. Go follow him. Go anywhere you can consume this. You can find my boy Shuli, Shalom Shuli, on social media. Analyze his answers and give him shit about it. And then stay tuned. I'll be jumping on Shuli's show soon.
Yeah. Don't at me, bro. I mean, well, actually at me. I'm starving for attention. But don't be dicks about it. Thank you.
Everybody, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Stay mad.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.